1-2-1-2 check, and you know how it goes. You finna heard it, pull back the song, yeah.
Danger, in bulls, pet a machine, niggas on keen, skis, I'm sold. I'm in the scene, looking like king. In goes, pet a machine, niggas on keen, skis, I'm sold.
Episode 153. Welcome to the Voice Note Podcast, The Voice Within. And I am your host, Nigel Njlovu, aka Nige Vision, aka The Media Mogul, aka Do The Most. We're still in Bulawayo doing the most, man. The Voice Note Podcast is an African... Okay, let me just say, The Voice Note Podcast is an award-nominated platform which focuses on society and culture. And I know that's broad, but this is what we do right here on The Voice Note Podcast. We showcase and interview people, movers and shakers who shape societies and culture in Africa. Yeah, man, this week we've got another exciting, a very informative episode, I must say. And we had a conversation with someone who loves the art of blogging. We had a conversation with Chipoke. This is Chipoke on the Voice Note Podcast speaking about blogging.
In my own words, right, a blog is a space where you get to share your thoughts, your views, and your opinions with the rest of the world. You choose what you want to put out there, you choose what you want to hold back, and you get to publish on your own. No one censors you, no one gets to cut or add on your content. It's just you and your thoughts and your data. That's it. And you get to connect with, you get to communicate and connect with the people that actually resonate with the things that you're interested in, the things that you want to share and or talk about. Yeah. When it comes to the qualities of a perfect blog, I don't have much. I don't have a whole list of qualities, but the most important thing ever to ever think about when you decide to create a blog or to, you know, start blogging is your niche. Who are you? What are you about? And is it the same thing that you're sharing on your blog? Is it a social commentary? Is it an awareness platform? Is it an activist platform? Are you an activist? What are we going to find on your blog? Because if you say you're pushing activism through your blog and then we find you commenting about Kendrick Lamar and Drake, how is it connecting to, you know, the content that you decide to share with us? So everything has to be connected. Yourself, your, the identity that you're giving us on your blog and the content that you're giving us. That also includes the pictures, videos, or even audios that you want to share. Are they connected to the same niche, or you're just wrapping in and out of almost everything? Or if you're starting, if it's your first time starting as a blogger, yeah, we might forgive that, but with time we have to see where your niche actually is. I started blogging properly in 2018, and yeah, I'm still on my way up to becoming a professional blogger. And the reason why I started blogging is I've always been a scribbler. Like, wherever I am, I would have a notebook and a pen. I'll be scribbling and writing and all those things. I remember even my dad would just bring me notebooks and diaries and all these pens and pencils and be like, you know what? I know you like writing. Just write away, you know, those kind of things. Because, so I really can't say I have a solid reason as to why I started blogging. It was just me transferring from writing, from my journal, transferring all that energy and exercises to publishing it online. That was basically it. I still have things that are in my journals that may never make it to the blog, but that's how it all started. And, you know, as time went on, I realized I just love sharing about things that I find interesting. And so that is how I settled into sharing about self-awareness and personal development, which is now what my blog is about. It's basically self-awareness, as in how I find myself in certain situations, how I find myself in certain events or certain contexts and concepts. Yeah. And also another thing my blog shares about, you know, personal development, you know, on, it's not basically the how-tos, you know, like not your normal how-tos, but things that you can do to, you know, navigate certain situations, even your whole self, the concept of your own identity and your own purposes. And there is a little bit about relationships, and not just that relationships, but, you know, basic relationships, like relationships with siblings, cousins, friends, all those things. It's all in there. Yeah. That's basically my niche, personal development and self-awareness. And of course, the first blog post was about me. Yeah, so I was just, it was me just sharing about myself. Yeah, it was the 28 version of myself, the 28 composition version of myself. Who I am, where I was at that moment, where I thought I wanted to be, and where I was coming from. And yeah, and also a whole lot of other ramblings of why I thought I should be blogging, things I don't remember, I choose not to remember, you know, for the safety of everyone who's listening right now. And what I love the most about blogging, the first thing is I am uncensored. Like, no one gets to tell me what to write or what to write about, what to write on, or how to think. It's basically my thoughts uncut, simple, right there. You know, I get to do my own research, my own findings. I have my own schedules. I basically hold all the publishing rights to myself, to my thoughts, to my writings. And another best thing that has happened for me since blogging is connecting with a whole network of creatives, from writers, bloggers, musicians, podcasters, and all those things. And some of the opportunities that I've landed just by being discovered as a blogger. I've been to places where I've spoken about blogging. I've been to spaces where I've spoken about things that I write about. And at some point I even get called and you know, and know it all and all those other things. But I'm not really that. Yeah, but I really appreciate everything that has happened to me since I started blogging, especially the community that I have, the community that I continue finding myself in. You know, I continue discovering people and places just by and through, you know, blogging in terms of research and other events where creatives are. Some of the blogs I follow, well, my favorite is called Young and Oversharing. It's a newsletter style type of a blog. It's by Nobuhle Nyoni. It's an opinion type of thing, you know, like it just shares opinions and comments about trends or things that are happening all around us. Yeah, she just has a beautiful way of weaving words and experiences all together and just put it out there. And another one, of course, it's Becoming the Muse by Beaton. Yeah, he does the best, especially when he talks about, you know, his Of Coffee with Something series. It's always so creative, it's witty, there is a whole lot of humor that happens in there. I usually read it, you know, just for my own relief, you know, comic relief and all that. In my own opinion, clickbait should be a crime. Like, if you are caught clickbaiting us, I don't know, there is some penalty you should supposed to pay. Because, like I had mentioned before, your blog has to be about niche. So if you know yourself and you know your niche at most, you really don't need clickbait, you know. If you know what you are about and what you're writing, it means you know your target audience, and that means you don't have to clickbait people to your site. The people who find you will find your content. Because even if you draw clickbaits, yeah, sure, you will get the views that you're probably looking for, but what about the engagement? Would it be like the genuine kind of engagement that you seek? Because a blog is supposed to strike conversations, it's supposed to strike opinions, and usually clickbaits don't have that. And the content that is behind the clickbait is usually, I don't know, of poor quality writing standards. Oh, I have collaborated with people through my blogging. The best thing that I've ever done was to work with Tyler. We have an article that we wrote for, it was published through Paperback Africa. That was like the best working experience ever when in terms of collaborations. And besides that, I've also written for other blogs. I've participated in several blogging experiences out there with various bloggers from the Afro bloggers community, yeah, among other spaces. My life mantra right now is grace, gratitude, and growth. Grace, because I am gracefully taking life one day at a time. I'm gracefully taking in things and experiences once at a time. And I'm being grateful to people around me, grateful to my own self. And in return, life is also becoming more and more graceful to me. Gratitude, because I am grateful for all the experiences that I've had. I am grateful for the spaces that I've been to, the people that I have in my life, the people that I've met. I am grateful for just basically me being me. And, you know, growth, because that is the only thing that I'm chasing. I can only grow from where I am. I can only grow with what I have and what I know, you know. Yeah. Basically, I would just like to say shout out to all the bloggers and podcasters out there. You're just all killing it in the world of independent publishing. And yeah, just keep up the good work going. Hi, this is Chipo K, and you're listening to the Voice Note Podcast.
That was Chipo K telling us more about blogging, dropping some knowledge on the art of blogging. Quite an informative episode we had this week. I got to learn a thing or two about blogging. I hope you also got to learn a thing or two about blogging, and maybe you can start your own blog this week. Yeah, man. So you can check out Chipo K on all your socials. Do follow your blog and drop a review or comment. And yeah, show some love, man. When we started 2024, I told you 2024 is all about love, man. we're giving out love here on the Voice Note Podcast. So yeah, man, do check us out on Apple Podcasts. Drop us a review. It's important that you drop us a review for us to stay on top, because yeah, man, we are on top and we are gonna stay on top. We are available on Spotify for podcasters. This is our host platform. This is our home. And yeah, man, do also check us out on Spotify for podcasters and show us some love as well. Thank you for tuning in to the Voice Note Podcast, The Voice Within. I have been your host, Nigel Ndlovu, a.k.a. Nigel Vision, a.k.a. The Media Mogul, a.k.a. I Do The Most. I'll see you in the next episode.